it's a very short crop. So it's only 90 days growing period, and it's a good little gamble in a time when you might potentially be able to double crop. So that's what we've got. We've got a 250-hectare paddock that came out of sorghum last year. It's had a year for building its moisture profile, and why not give it a go? It's a little gamble, but at $1,400 a tonne, it's probably worth taking.
So you planted the full 250 hectares?
Yeah, we planted 250 hectares in the week before Christmas. So we're up to about day 30 now, and it's going pretty well. It's had a few showers of rain on it, and looks like it'll be a fairly promising little crop.
So no irrigation at all? Dry land the whole way?
Yeah, we grow dry land. It's got a yield potential of, you know, somewhere between half a tonne and, you know, if you go really well, maybe 1.2, 1.4 tonnes a hectare.
Have you grown mung beans before?
Yeah, it's a bit of an opportunity crop, not one that you bank on doing regularly. But if you get those sort of conditions where you can sneak it in, and hopefully then if the season is relatively wet after you harvest, you'll be able to get in a summer crop. So last year we grew mung beans. We were able to double crop that back to Durham. Nothing spectacular on either, but that wasn't because of moisture. But it was a pretty good option, pretty good rotation, and ended up with good opportunities for marketing as well. So, yeah, it's been good.
All right, looking to your crystal ball, what could possibly go wrong now?
So many things. look, halo blight is a big issue, so you try and get your variety selection to maximise resistance to that. Insect pressure, so everything from heliosis, so needing a whole range of heli sprays. Green vegetable bugs can be a significant issue, so controlling those. Keeping an eye on weeds, and of course having a nice dry harvest. So yeah, there's a lot that can go wrong.
Southwest of Oscar Pierce's place, Paul Fluitt planted 110 hectares of mung beans as a dry land crop at Weewar just after Christmas.
Yeah, we harvested all our wheat and didn't have any prospects for cotton or any summer crop, but we ended up with 120 mm of rain out of one particular fall, so we took the opportunity to grow some mung beans.
Have you grown it before?
Yeah, I have. I've grown it three times in the past, usually with irrigation water, but this is the first time I've grown it solely as a dry land crop.
And how's it looking?
Yeah, it looks quite good. We got another 10-15 mils of rain about a week ago, so it's really shaping up well.
Mongrel beans, they are titled sometimes, obviously pest and disease issues. How do you plan to manage those?
Given the price, we'll probably go pretty hard on those this year. In the past, I've sort of been a bit lackluster and on a need-to basis, but now we'll be proactive and really attack the grub and the weed situation.
So you've irrigated in the past. What was your yield in previous years, and how might that compare to, I guess, a dry land crop this time around?
In the past, the best I've grown and irrigated was 2 tonnes of a hectare. That was with two irrigations. So this year, just talking to a few guys that have grown them, probably if I can get that 2/3 of a tonne of a hectare, I'd probably be happy with that.
And what about the markets? Have you pre-sold this?
I have. So when I planted, the market was sitting at $1,400 a tonne, so I jumped in and grabbed the hectare contract.
Now, what about your neighbours? Are there many people in your area having a crack at mung beans?
Yeah, it certainly is. Just in my area alone, nearly 500 hectares went in over that Christmas period. There was no prospect of any summer crop, and just that rain got everybody really excited.
And what do you see the advantages are, you know, once you bring your chickpeas and your mung beans in? They're good crops to have?
Certainly. Mung beans and chickpeas both leave that valuable nitrogen in the soil, and I find mung beans soften the soil up, and cotton, growing cotton behind mung beans has always seemed to be a benefit.
There's Paul Fluitt at Weewar. Sam Hegney at Mungindi on the New South Wales-Queensland border put in 450 hectares of irrigated mung beans earlier this month.
So we had a bit more water than we needed to finish the cotton we had in, and yeah, mung beans were just a good option. The markets were good, we had a profile of moisture to get them up and going, and then enough water to irrigate them during flowering and hopefully finish them off. If they come off, the margins will be great. Just a big if. Bring me in 90 days and might have a different story.
Let's talk about yield. Obviously, 2 tonnes a hectare will be a very good yield. Do you think you might get there?
If we did, we'd be over the moon. If we can grow a tonne to the hectare, I'll be happy. If we grow a tonne and a half, that'd be great. And if we do 2 tonne, well, we'd be stoked.
Looking at markets, are these mung beans pre-sold?
Yeah, so we've forward sold them on a hectare contract for delivered Narrabri straight off the header, and I can't remember exactly the price, but I think it's around about $1,200 a tonne. region if we get number one grade. And, yeah, there's a zero minimum on that contract as well. So locked in the price without having production risk, which is a great benefit, especially, given their reputation.